Priya or Lord Krishna. I think Priya for the time being. The Vaishnava community, you know, how it can be healthy and how important and essential it is for that sake, I mean for that, that it is grounded in and based on and enlivened by actual bhakti, actual transcendental taste, you could say, life. When we came, most of us, especially someone like me, came to this Prabhupada's movement, we were completely, I was at least completely inexperienced and ignorant of Indian philosophy, what to speak, Vedic philosophy, what to speak of Vaishnava, Siddhanta, all in bhakti. I mean, and then you get this all of a sudden as a big pile in front of you and or on you, and you're there in the middle and you're supposed to handle all that. And I think what people do, whatever spiritual tradition we belong to, whatever tradition may be, and there's so many, so much there, is what happened that we try to do it by following the forms. Adapting the form of a Vaishnava and then just continuing, building on that, learning more and refining our philosophical understanding, all of these things. And there you are in a community. Okay, you gather there in the temple and you go, yeah, very enthusiastic, kirtan and this and that, and bang, hall and mridanga, bliss Prabhu, ecstasy Prabhu. Oh, you know, we really tried. But I have to be honest, I'm a sensitive guy to when things seem real or artificial or like that. So I've felt sometimes, quite a few times, many times. And it was like, you know, with thought, but by really getting into it, very, even physically, then Yeah, now we are in it. Look, I'm fixed up. Look, I'm in bliss, Prabhu. I got it, you know, I understood it, and I'm in here. I'm in the movement, I'm a devotee, you know, this is how, yeah. And of course, that's how it is, but whether, now, we need to be honest, I had to at one point, whether you are actually there, or you're trying to be there, or you're even, well, pretending to be there because that's your job, you know, as a preacher or a senior or a devotee or something like that, you just have to adapt the role. And I know some would react when I say that as being cynical, but I mean, I know it because we were preachers, and I was in that gang, and we were talking like that sometimes. You know, you need to play along, you know, if you're a guru and suddenly you're in position of guru, you need to raise to the occasion. And again, sorry, but I've seen it, and I think many of us have, that you have these generally guys sitting on this big seat there, and they're really just getting into it, you know, they're speaking in that right way, the authority way, or the very devotional way. I mean, and some even, they speak a little bit in Indian accent, or some they try to adapt Prabhupada's way of speaking, and you know, they've seen this sadhu, that sadhu there, and they're kind of emulating a little bit what they think of. I mean, this is how, maybe especially we Western youngsters and people in general do, or we may do that when we come in contact with something that is such a exotic cultural phenomena and social kind of behavior and all that, and dress, and some, I know, I spoke to some devotees who joined very much because they liked Indian style and culture and music, whatever. So then, of course, that's what you kind of, yeah, I want to be a sadhu, let me look like that guy there, so on the street in Vrindavan, you know. So all these kinds of levels are there, which I think we should not close our eyes for. We just need to see, you know, like, oh, maybe I'm a little bit like that. It's not that I'm criticizing anyone, but we need to see reality, and therefore also see maybe there, not maybe, there are, trust me, higher and higher levels beyond where we are at now. We are all beginners, except some maybe very special souls who have descended here just to spread the Sankirtan movement, and maybe all of, you know, so we can't judge that, but I'm just talking much from my own experience here, and I'm quite sure that if we are honest, all of us, some others will also admit having had or having similar experience. So, and there's nothing wrong. I mean, we're all alla bona början, as I say in Swedish. it's a path. It's not that we have to be far, far, far up there in order to be accepted by Krishna or be considered devotees. I mean, it's a path, and the path in itself is the goal, in a way, as you say. So let's just be happy about it, being on this path. But I think it's important to just, you know, be ourselves, get real, just relax, just be who you are. And I think that's what people appreciate the most of all. So even if you're a preacher or you're to recruit or like that, which I don't even want to be, I just want to give this good gift to everyone who wants to take it, and they, so they can be happy. This bhakti path, which is for all of us. So I don't think we need to make a big show, and maybe that just, I mean, I'm talking, speaking for myself, because I always had this kind of sensitive to this, that when there is hypocrisy, I always hate the religion because it's all this hypocritical behavior of many religious people and leaders like that, and I couldn't understand why this holier-than-thou mentality was there. And now I can understand why, because there's also this group pressure that kind of pushes you or even forces you to behave just in the right way as that right kind of person, otherwise you will be condemned or driven out or whatever, rejected from that group, community, or family that you joined to be a member of, and where you have your friends, and you know, I could go on like this. But so therefore I think it's important, let's just be ourselves, let's just stop this cosplay. And I mean, I'm speaking to the leaders who are now my own. I've got brothers and got sisters, and I have, and those who were there from the beginning of this movement being founded by Prabhupada, they are, well, leaving one after another now, and that's when my generation will also start leaving one after another, which we already did. So I'm talking to these older, those devotees who are in leadership positions, that it may be that, and I know the situation that one feels that I have to, you know, I'm a senior devotee, I have to establish and maintain that authority there so that the others who come, the youngsters or whatever, that they have respect and they will look up to me as this authority figure who is giving them the absolute truth, and in order to make them trust that it's actually the reliable truth and path I'm showing them, then I have to, be one of those, you know. Not, oh, I'm not going to be a guru, of course, but you know, what is it they call it now? Mentor, and you know, these kind of, well, maybe, I'm not saying that it's anything wrong with it, but I really personally believe, and I'm convinced, for whatever that's worth, that honesty prevails, and when someone is not playing some role or game or pretending or defending some kind of image or persona that someone has built up, then although many would be afraid that then no one would have respect for them anymore because they are just themselves, but I think that would really bring about real respect. Because, you know, you don't have to be an Uttama super duper adhikari in order to lead others. Beginners, you can always guide and lead and help those who are, so to speak, new to the path, or who are behind you, so to speak, on the path, and there are others who are in front of you, and they will lead you. That's as easy as it is. So anyway.